In today's episode, you'll learn how to promote a brand new podcast. Welcome to Podcasting Q&A, where you learn the best tips and strategies to launch, grow, and monetize your show. This week's question comes from Jack.
This is Jack Reynolds. I am the creator of the Reading Cast with Jack. And I have a question. How can I promote my brand new podcast? Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you so much for your question, Jack. When you first launch a podcast, promotion is just as important as recording and releasing that content. So on this episode, we're going to discuss five strategies for promoting a brand new podcast. Strategy number one, you want to make sure that you're findable. And being findable means that you've submitted your podcast to podcast directories. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music are some of the major players in the podcast listening game right now. Submitting to podcast directories is key because people listen across all different types of apps. So if 50% of your audience has an iPhone, which means they're listening on Apple Podcasts, and you've only submitted your podcast to Apple Podcasts, the other 50% of your audience that listens on a bunch of different apps is being left out to dry. They can't find you even if they want to. And trust me, they really want to. Strategy number two. Make a trailer. Trailer episodes are really, really helpful because before you launch into a full-blown episode, you can have a trailer available for listeners, potential listeners, to check out the podcast and get a small feel for what it's going to be about. Trailers are also really helpful because with podcast directories, you need at least one live episode to submit to them. When you have a trailer in place, you can submit that trailer, your podcast is available across all listening apps, and it's available once you launch into a full-blown episode. If you want to learn more about creating podcast trailers, check out the link below. It's a previous podcasting Q&A episode that we did about creating a great podcast trailer. Strategy number three. Ask your listener to rate, review, and subscribe to your podcast. Subscribing to the podcast is really important because that means that the listener will automatically get new episodes that you release, therefore folding them into your audience. Ratings and reviews are really important because they act as social proof. So if I'm checking out a new podcast, I'm going to look at the ratings and reviews to see what people are saying about it. What do they like about it? What do they not like about it? And if you've got good ratings and good reviews, people are more likely to download an episode and listen. So places where you can ask for these ratings and reviews would be Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. Strategy number four, you really want to leverage your social media presence. This is really important because if you've launched a new podcast, but you're not sharing about it on social media, only the people that have already subscribed to your podcast know that you've put out a new episode, which may not be a lot of people as you're starting out. But if you're connected to 500 people on Facebook and then another 1,200 people on Instagram, those are potential listeners. So you want to share your podcast, the link to it, an audiogram, a tweet, some piece of the podcast and your content on your social media platform so that all the people that you're connected to can know, oh, this is a new podcast. I want to check it out. What was that quote? That was really dope. Let me go listen to the whole episode. These are potential listeners that you're connected to. And so leveraging your social media presence and platform is a really good way to promote a new podcast. Strategy number five. Ask your podcast guests to share their episode. So if you are a podcast that has guests on, you can ask that guest to share this episode with their listeners, their followers, or their fan base. Likewise, if you are a guest on someone's podcast, you can simply ask the host if you can drop the name of your podcast or if they could link your podcast in the show notes or descriptions. This is key because it gives you access to a group of potential listeners that you may not have come across or connected with just yet, and thereby you get to grow your audience. Thank you so much for sending us your question, Jack. If you have a question that you would like us to answer on a future episode of the podcast, just go to speakpipe.com/buzzsprout or click the link in the show notes and leave us a brief audio message. Make sure that you subscribe to the Buzzsprout YouTube channel to watch future episodes of Podcasting Q&A, or subscribe to the show on your favorite podcasting app. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.